Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, Midrand N1 northbound, there's a crash after Olifantsfontein on the way towards Samrand. Very slow from Buccleuch. I can see it crawling here through our studios at Jacaranda FM. And the R25 on the R21, that interchange coming up from the R23 side, very, very slow because of roadworks. The R23 itself up to Pretoria Road is a mess. And coming down from Olifantsfontein, also busy.
Efficient use of public funds took center stage this morning at the Finance Cluster Chairperson's session. So ahead of Wednesday's budget speech, the Financial Cluster emphasized its role in oversight and accountability and ensuring the budget meets the needs of all South Africans. The budget was postponed last month due to a dispute over a 2% VAT increase. And news from abroad, a Ukrainian official told AFP earlier today that Kyiv will propose an aerial and naval ceasefire with Russia during talks with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia this week. So the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, will be visiting Saudi Arabia this week. Ukrainian and U.S. officials will meet in Jeddah to seek a way out of the conflict more than 3 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. The full story is on jacarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with some football news. Former Cape Town City mentor Eric Tinkler, well, he's been named as the new Skukwina United coach. He replaces Leshohonolo Siema, and his first game in charge will be against Marumo Gallants away in Bloemfontein this week. Siema was fired last week, and Kaitano Temba and Paulus Masehe were appointed as caretaker coaches for this weekend's Nedbank Cup match. But it didn't happen as there was a bit of a booking botch-up for the game against Mamelodi Sundowns over the weekend. And in a dramatic twist of events, Cricket South Africa have docked the Warriors log points for not adhering to the governing body's transformation policy, with the Dolphins now set to take on the Cricket SA One Day Cup quarterfinal qualifier against the Titans at Kingsmead. Despite Cricket SA confirming that the Titans and Warriors were going to be playing off in their press release yesterday, there's now been a change with the Warriors being docked points that they gained against the Dolphins at Kingsmead, and that was on the 16th of February. Staying with cricket news, batter Harry Brook has withdrawn from this year's Indian Premier League, saying that he wants to prioritise playing for England. The 26-year-old was signed by the Delhi Capitals at the IPL auction last year in a deal worth £590,000, but is withdrawn for the second year in a row, leaving him at risk of being banned from the tournament for 2 years. And Ireland need to shrug off their disappointment of their 42-27 hammering by the French and beat Italy next Saturday to keep the pressure on France in the Six Nations title race. And that's according to their interim coach Simon Easterby. France, even without their talisman Antoine Dupont, are in the box seat entering the final round of matches. A bonus point victory against an unpredictable Scotland will see France crown the champions for the first time since 2022. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
If you try just a little more times, I would make you a believer. Would it show you what it's like? Every single night. And the concept of like shades on. Got all the receipts for my business moving. Little bit of heart break, a little bit of how could you do that. A little bit of talking real short, a little bit of look at what you had but could not hold. And that's on you, baby, too bad. I'm about to make it hurt as I vroom vroom. Ice cold how I leave you alone. But please tell your mother I'm a mishap. So